Good morning, Boker Tov. Help yourselves to coffee and donuts. I want to thank our sponsors for the 10 Minutes of Meaning series for the year. Chani and Len Grunstein, who sponsored in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, who's Neshama Shereven Aliyah. We have been making our way through Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Lutzata. We are on the seventh parak, about Zrizus, alacrity, enthusiasm, energy. He has been reminding us that if we set goals and we want to accomplish them, it's not enough for them to remain in theory. The goals can't just simply be something nice, but we have to have a resolution. We have to chart a path about how to pursue them, how to achieve them, and how to accomplish them. In fact, we last left off, he described as Rizas Humida Shlemus Gadol. If you want to be the best version of yourself, the most complete human being, then you can't be somebody who's lazy and lethargic and who procrastinates and who pushes things off. You have an idea of something good to do? Go do it. You set a goal? Go achieve it. You have priorities and values? Make sure that the life you're living is consistent with the life you say you want to be living in order to achieve shleimus. And he continues, Hazrizas achra aschalos ha-maisehu, shekeven sha'achas b'mitzvah yemahir lahashlim osa, v'hol lahakal me'olav k'misha mis'aveh, lahashlich me'olav maso, elam yiraso pen layizka ligmor osa. The Ramchal makes a critically important point. He says it's not enough to come out of the gate with energy and enthusiasm. It's not enough to start the project with a goal. You open the new Masechta, you crack the binding, you write your name, you have all kinds of goals in mind. You start a home project, you're going to build something. You start an exercise regimen or a new diet or lifestyle. It's not enough to start out with the goal, but you need to be committed to complete it. One needs Zrizus at the outset. You need alacrity, enthusiasm, energy at the beginning. And you need that burst of energy to run through that wall to make it till the end. How much of our lives are defined by unfinished projects, unfinished learning projects, unfinished home improvement projects, unfinished lifestyle improvement projects, unfinished relationship promises that we made we'd spend more time and we'd invest more in that relationship. It's not enough to have the zrizus when you come out of the gate. That's the easy part. It's exciting, it's energetic, it's romantic. But to have that burst of zrizus, that energy, to be able to run through that wall and make it to the finish line. That's what the Medrash Brishas Rabba, the Gemara says, a person who begins a mitzvah, you have a noble deed, you set a noble goal, and you start. You come out the gate, but you don't finish it. Kover ishto ubanav. One is harming their own family. Because it means whether it's professionally or personally, whether it's with taking care of our own physical health, emotional health, spiritual health. It's one thing to set goals, and that shouldn't be taken for granted. There are plenty of people who have no goals whatsoever. Their only goal is to make it through the end of the day. There are people who don't have goals. Setting goals is a critical first step, but it's not enough. Because a person who sets goals to grow in their career, to grow in their learning, to grow in their character, but doesn't ever get to the finish line of the goal we set, such a person harms themselves and their own family. Because we're underachieving. We're underachieving in the physical world, and we're underachieving in the emotional and spiritual world. Very often we talk about being an underachiever in Gashmias. We push our children to get the best grades and to get into the best institutions and to set out on the best career and to demand the best shidduch. And when it comes to the physical world, we ask them to be not underachievers, but we pressure them to be overachievers. And yet, when it comes to our own ruchnis, it comes to our own spirituality, we're classic underachievers. We sell ourselves short. I don't get to minyan every day. When I get there late. I'm the guy who schmoozes a little bit. I don't set out to volunteer to do chesed or to learn what I'm capable of learning, to show the patience, the kindness, the generosity. We're underachievers of who we can be. And to be shalim, to be the most complete, and to be the most whole, and the root of the word shalim is shalom, to be at peace with ourselves is to be shalim, is to be whole with ourselves. Is to be consistent for our lifestyle and our values to match up. And to do that, we have to be not only not underachievers, we have to be overachievers, not only in the world of scholarship academics, not only in the world of gashmias and accumulating material things, we have to be overachievers to learn more than we thought we could learn and volunteer more than we thought we can volunteer and give more than we thought we can give and to invest in relationships even more than we thought we were capable of. To not only start, but to finish. Because if we fail, if we set goals but we come up short, if we're excited to get out of the gate but we never get to that finish line, then we're underachievers. We've harmed ourselves, and we've compromised our families. V'yamru, our rabbis say, Ena mitzvah nikris el al shem gomra. Impressive part about a mitzvah is not starting it, but rather the one who gets the credit for the mitzvah. And the impressive thing about a mitzvah, al shem gomra, is the one who completes it, is to get to that finish line, is to achieve what you set out to achieve. Not only to start, and this is wonderful, it's an amazing thing to start, but starting is easy. It's exciting when you start. It's romantic. It's rewarding. It's fulfilling. When you start out, it's got all that excitement. But what happens when you hit that wall, when it gets stale and old, and it loses the excitement, and it no longer has the allure to fight through and to plug away and to finish and to cross that finish line nonetheless? Eina mitzvah nikris el shem gomra. V'yamar Shlomo HaMelech al v'shalom chazisa ish mahir melachto lefnei melachim yisyatzav bal yisyatzev lefnei chashukim. It said about Shlomo HaMelech himself said in Mishlei, he said, have you seen a man who's quick in his work? He'll ultimately stand before kings and not have to appear before those who are lowly. A person who has energy and alacrity. We all know, lazy, procrastinator, underachieving. But the person who wakes up and sets goals and pursues them. Now, just because you set a goal to be a billionaire doesn't mean you'll be able to cross that finish line. Just because you set a goal to memorize Shas doesn't mean necessarily that we have the capacity to do it. If I set a goal to dunk a basketball this afternoon, I promise you, it will not happen. So the goals have to be realistic. They have to be things that we can accomplish. They have to be defined in increments that we can celebrate, small versions of success. To be an overachiever doesn't mean to imagine things which are beyond our reach and beyond our grasp. It means to set out with realistic goals. Again, in our profession, in our career, in our income, which people know to do. Not everybody does it despite thinking they should. But I mean in our ruchnius and in our emotional well-being and in our relationships. To have a personal mission statement. To do an evaluation of our marriage, of our children, of our friendships. Who am I? Who do I want to be? And how do I get there? And how do I ensure that when I hit that wall, I can climb over it, run around it, or if necessary, even run through it? V'chacham zechron levracha. Yachasu lo hasheva chazeh al shamir b'melechas binyan abayis v'lo nis'atza b'la'acher osa. And our rabbis, they play Shlomo HaMelech because Shlomo HaMelech had zrizus. When he had the opportunity his father didn't have to finally build a base of Mikdash, he didn't wait. He wasn't lazy. He jumped at the opportunity. He made it happen. We all know if you want to get something done, ask a busy person to do it. The busy person has zrizus. They're managing their time. They have numerous goals, and they don't stop. They're relentless in the pursuit of them until they achieve them. The person who has all the time in the world often is the last person you want to ask because it means whatever you ask them to do, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You want something done, you ask a busy person. Shlomo HaMelech was presented the opportunity, and he jumped. And this is the tradition that we have. All of our righteous forefathers, our patriarchs, our matriarchs, our most impressive leaders, certainly in the world of Torah religiously, but even outside of that world, the people whose biographies we read and study and who inspire us are not the people who sat back and said, let me get away with the bare minimum. Let me wait until it happens to me. Let me wait till it lands in my lap. The most impressive people, the most inspiring people, are the people who made it happen. They woke up with a sense of zrizus. Every night they go to bed and the next day they set goals for tomorrow. They won't go to sleep until they know, here's what I want to accomplish tomorrow. And that next day doesn't end until we've achieved our goals. There are things that we set out to do. We could live a life where at the end of every day, the end of every week, every month, every year, and the end of a life we look back with regret and say, I had all these ideas, these things I wanted to do, I never got to it. Or we can measure our lives incrementally each day, each week, each month, each year, and say, this is what I set out to accomplish. And because I woke up with zrizus, and sometimes the zrizus happens because you got enough sleep, sometimes the zrizus happens with the help of a couple cups of coffee, but whatever it takes, you are committed to create and craft a lifestyle which will support and promote the ability to set goals, to pursue them, and to achieve them. And this is the precedent. This is the model we have. Avram, vayimahir Avram ha'ol al-sara vayomar mahari. Avram is presented an opportunity of achnas azorchem, and he doesn't say, maybe next week we'll host. Maybe next week we'll say yes when we're asked if we can have guests. Or, you know what, let them come in I'm in the middle of doing something, I'll get them something to eat or drink afterwards. Avram runs with alacrity and zeal and excitement. A mitzvah opportunity presents itself, he runs to do it. Rivka imenu learned that she did the same. Our righteous people are defined as being righteous, not because righteousness fell in their lap, not because they were born righteous, but because they set a goal to live a certain life. They charted, they made a resolution how to achieve it. They had a strategy, and then they pursued it. The Tira will finish up. It's a matter of having goals. You know, the person, Lahavdil, training for the Olympics, they're not distracted by the opportunity to eat something unhealthy or to drink something that will compromise them or to stay up and lose their sleep because they're singularly focused on the pursuit of that goal. And a person who's in a zone to study for the MCATs or get their medical boards, or a person in all these other arenas in life, finds the ability to focus and with zrizus pursue their goal and achieve it. And if that's true in these other arenas, it has to be true in the most important arenas of our lives, which are our neshamas, our ruchnias, our relationship with the other neshamas in our life, our family and friends and the people we care about. To not just live life and play defense where we're responding to everything that happens to us, but to live life with alacrity and a sense of offense, to initiate, to set goals, to pursue them, to run through walls, not only at the beginning, but to be able to cross those finish lines so that we can check off the goals that we set and only set even greater ones going forward. Have a great day.